Time, the silent herald of life and death, success or failure. The unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes the 11th hour.
They don't want anything they can't get for nothing. Like that fool talking now. Sunday amusement, that's all they're after. Not pictures.
I tell you, the day has come.
How long have you been trying to sell paintings in Hyde Park, Jim?
Ah, too long. The best day I ever had was 5 years ago. A Yank, he bought the lot.
Let's get
our eyes skinned for a Yank, then, huh? The only chance a man gets to exhibit, you've got to compete with that sort of thing. I'm going on.
Oh, but it's early yet.
Well, that's why there's only one speaker so far. You wait till this afternoon. You won't be able to hear yourself think. Well, no, I've had enough for one day. Good luck. It looks like rain anyway.
You?
I'd rather
and
take them home and keep them dry.
And you? Here, what about you? Me too. The day I thought for a minute you was going to be the only one in the clear. The day is coming, I say. The day when this England that we love will be recognised for the 15th rate par that she is.
15th rate?
And what when that rate? Day comes, we shall be trampled on.
Blimey.
Destroyed.
Blimey.
Annihilated.
Blimey.
Chaos will reign supreme.
I like this one very much.
Hmm? Huh? Oh, sorry, I didn't notice you.
No, young man, you were watching Horace.
Horace?
The speaker. He's the first one every Sunday morning, and he always leaves in a huff.
Oh.
I haven't seen your work in the past before.
No, it's my first time.
I do like this one. How much is it? All the others have a price mark, but
it's not for sale.
Portrait of a Girl by Leslie Masters. It has great warmth. You liked her, didn't you?
Yes?
You really won't sell it.
I'm sorry, no.
Some of the others I like, too. But not quite as much. This one, Barge of Twilight, painted almost entirely with a palette knife. Very effective. This
I can't.
Then why exhibit it?
I didn't really expect to be asked to sell any of them.
Why not? They're very good. You have great talent.
I wouldn't be showing paintings here if other people thought that.
You'd be surprised how many paintings I've bought here in the park.
Because you get them cheap.
I suppose all of us have the bargaining instinct. But that's not really the reason. Not the whole reason. There's a freshness about the painting I see here that is often missing in the fashionable galleries. Yes, an enthusiasm. Youth. As if the laying on of paint had not yet poured. Oh, does that sound very silly?
Not at all, Mrs.
Oh, I'm not married. Fairfield. Roberta Fairfield.
Oh, well, I'd better get them packed up, I suppose.
Oh, but the afternoon is the best time.
The canvas is finished.
Commissioned.
You're joking, of course.
I didn't want to embarrass you.
You didn't. But the word commission isn't part of my vocabulary yet.
Then we must remedy that. I've been thinking for a long time that I should like my portrait painted.
I'm not looking for charity.
It's not charity, young man. It's my vanity. An old woman's vanity. You'd make me very happy if you'd indulge it. Would you?
The area I live in isn't exactly the place that you...
I'm after a portrait, not a fashionable address. Where is your studio?
198 Stenthorpe Road, Battersea.
Mm-hmm. And when could you start?
Are you serious about this?
I am indeed. Would tomorrow morning suit you?
Now, if you really wanted a portrait, you look as though you could afford to go to...
You're quite right, young man. I could. But what I want is something quite different. Perhaps a little of the warmth you got into the picture of this girl will rub off onto me, onto my portrait. You see, it really is vanity.
Well, I don't expect you to show up, but any time after 9 a.m. will be fine.
see, I've been thinking.
That's got it. Fine.
May I talk now?
Oh, sure, it's all over for today.
May I see how it's going?
Not yet. No.
When do you think it'll be finished?
Another week. Oh, right on the dot.
What is?
Harris, the night watchman. Back his own blind drunk every morning at 12 noon.
Whatever you say, I hope you break the boom and neck up at Harris.
His wife?
His nemesis.
I don't want you to stay here, Leslie.
Is your fee going to furnish me a studio elsewhere?
I've already done so. What? At my home. But listen to me, Leslie, please. It's an enormous house, and being alone, I rattle around in it like old bones. So, well, it is a good address, Belgravia, and I've made the whole of the top floor into a studio for you.
Let's forget it, shall we?
Young man, we will not forget it. I told you the first time we met that I thought you had great talent. You told yourself how much you long for the north light to paint by. Well, how do you expect to find that in a basement where you grope about in the darkness and left the lights on the whole time? I've watched you very closely this past 2 weeks. You don't eat anything. You exist down here in the dirt and grime of this basement and you don't look well.
You don't have to come here, you know.
Do you want me to plead? I'm trying to help you, Leslie. It's my vanity again, I suppose. I should so like to be clever enough to discover someone with a worthwhile talent. I think you have it. And I won't interfere with you. You won't even have to see me if you don't want to. But you will be comfortable and... Please, just come and look at the studio.
Anything so outrageous in my life, Roberta. And I'm Pinner and Borba here in your house. You must be out of your mind.
I agree with Wallace completely, Roberta. You must get rid of him at once.
You never know. These fellows aren't Roberta. They're a pretty nefarious bunch. Probably shoot through the family's silver.
Have you all quite finished?
Why didn't you consult us before you let him come here, eh?
For precisely the reasons that you're justifying now, Wallace.
What?
And I'm not on parade. Please don't shout at me. I have no intention of asking Leslie to leave. Have any of you the faintest idea of what it's like to spend one's life alone? Oh, yes, I know I see the three of you, but only really. Most of our invitations are refused, because one doesn't impose upon one's own family. To all intents and purposes, I am alone. Or was, until Leslie moved in here. Even now there are days when I don't even see him, but I can hear him moving about. I feel that there's someone in the house, and it makes all the difference. This barn of a house that I used to escape from at every possible moment suddenly feels lived in. And do you know why?
No.
Because upstairs there's a young man who's very much alive, who's bursting with a desire to achieve something, who splashes paint onto canvas with the reckless abandon of an adventurer.
Bah! Poppycock!
Fiddlesticks!
I've got the slightest doubt that he is an adventurer, and I mean to find out.
Judy and I forbid
you... If you can't look after yourself, Aunt Roberta, then it's up to your family to act in the matter. Right, Father?
No, quite right, my boy, quite right, yes. And speaking of your brother, Roberta...
If one of you attempts to interfere with Leslie, I shall never forgive you. Never.
Come in. Stick the tea on the table, will you, Roberta?
Yes, he can bring you up tea, does he? Oh, well... So this is a masterpiece. I must say, it's quite like the old girl. I don't think we've met. My name is Julian Fairfield. Roberta's my aunt.
Look, I'm busy now. Do you mind?
Yes, I do mind. Excellent. I want to know just what you're doing here. You must admit you've been pretty fortunate so far. It's not every so-called artist who gets a wealthy old woman to help him along. Or do you intend to help yourself?
Just what does that mean?
Pretty obvious, I should have thought. Alone in a house with her like this? Who knows what you might not attempt?
I think you'd better get out, Fairfield.
No, the boot's on the other foot. It's you who's going to get out. I've waited too long to come into Artie's money to allow someone like you to edge me out.
You
never know what stupidity the old girl might get up to. Changing her will, eh? That occurred to you? Wouldn't have to worry at all then, would you? Just how did you get round, Artie, eh, Master? She's a little old for you to pretend an affection, wouldn't you say?
You ask for it, Fairfield. No. Now get out.
You won't get away with it, Masters. I'll make you pay for that if it's the last thing I do.
Another visit with Joe and Daphne Forsythe.
Joe?
Yeah, Daphne?
Look at your story about savings bonds in the paper.
Yeah, what about it?
Do you think that's the best way to tell people about savings bonds?
Why not? Look, see, it says here that savings bonds are a guaranteed investment. Right now, they pay off at the rate of $4 at maturity for every $3 invested.
Uh-uh.
You're not convinced?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
No salesmanship.
No salesmanship? What more do you need to know? Why, right now, more than 8 million Americans are buying savings bonds regularly through the payroll savings plan.
So?
So what?
That's what I say, so what?
Now look, Daphne, if millions of Americans are convinced that savings bonds are their best investment, not only financially, but for the future of their country, what the heck is bothering you?
Well, I think they could sell a lot more with salesmanship. You know, slogans, jingles. Listen. If you're spending more and saving less, try a savings bond.
Oh, boy.
Or maybe savings bond pay good, like an investment should.
Daphne.
You get a lot to like in a savings bond. Interest, earnings, guaranteed.
Wow.
Well, did I sell you?
Yeah, but I forgot what it was you were selling.
Savings bond.
I'll take 100.
Oh, Joe.
I tell you, I worry still, Frida. If Roberta keeps on with this fool business of masks living in the house, there's no knowing where it'll finish.
Worried for her or us?
For her, of course. Well, and us.
Now we're getting to it.
And it was you who suggested I invest in the Fraser's Dam. Is it my fault the confounded thing collapsed?
No, dear.
Can't we have a straightforward business discussion without you trying to be patronizing?
Oh, but I wasn't.
Oh, yes, you were, Elfrida. Margin is non-existent. What I'm getting at, our shares went down the valley with the Fraser's Dam.
Then go to Roberta. She's always helped you in the past. Why not now?
Well, because that infernal artist is living in the house. I don't want her asking his advice as she's bound to do. Do you think I want to hang around like that knowing I'm broke?
It's either Roberta or National Assistance.
You have to joke about it.
I'm not joking, Wallace, I assure you. I don't like the idea of being a pauper any more than you do. Perhaps I like it less. But Roberta's investments don't end in disaster, in spite of the way you talk about her foolishness.
Of course, what does that mean, eh?
Exactly what I said. And stop playing the army major all over the place, Wallace. You're retired. And if you hadn't lived so much in the past and the army, we might be better off today than we are.
Elfrida!
I'm talking of facts, Wallace. The best thing that can happen, as far as we're concerned, is for dear Roberta to die and leave Julian the fortune she's promised him.
Elfrida, you're speaking of my sister.
I know that, dear. But if your pride won't let you beg because you're afraid that she might mention us to Masters, what else am I to do but hope for a merciful providence? I certainly don't intend to starve.
I've got it, Mother.
Got it?
Yes, let's put this get-a-boot Masters right out of this house.
Roberta's house.
Yes. Believe it or not, dear trusting parents, Leslie Masters has been in jail.
What?
3 months last year for theft.
No.
Oh, yes, Father.
Are you sure of your facts, Julian?
More than sure, dead certain. Come on, Father. We're going to see Roberta right now.
Well, now, perhaps you believe that I was right, Roberta. This man is going to leave your house today. Now, this minute.
He's not in.
Well, then it's simple. Don't let him in. I'll go up and chuck his stuff out of the studio.
You will do nothing of the kind. But, Roberta, dear, you can't allow a criminal to stay here. Think of what people would say.
And as you, Roberta, it's not safe. Man's dangerous.
I knew all along there was something about him that wasn't on the level, aren't him?
So did I.
What?
He told me the whole story. The first time I went to his studio. I don't believe it. Don't sit there with your mouth wide open, Wallace. Either close it or eat your toast. The more tea, Elfrida.
You can see it today, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry it's taken so long. It was going to be just a few weeks between what? Oh, 3 months. Now, there. Signature.
And finish. There it is.
I'm almost afraid to look.
Go ahead. You might not like it, but it can't bite.
It's beautiful.
It's yours.
Now we must talk about the fees.
It's yours.
No, I insist. You must let me pay for it. Oh, it really is very flattering. You've been terribly kind.
If you talk about payment, I'll burn it.
I'm very grateful, Leslie. Thank you. There's something else I want to talk about.
Oh, go ahead. I won't be painting any more today.
Which prison were you in?
Who told you?
It doesn't matter, but I'd like to think you could talk to me about it.
I'll get my stuff out of here tonight.
No, Leslie, you won't. I don't mind. Doesn't make any difference. When Julian told him...
Yes, I might have known he'd make it his business to find out. Well, he's not lying. I was in prison. Wormwood Scrump, 3 months for theft. Shoplifting, actually.
I told him you'd told me about it. So I think you'd better, don't you?
All right. I came to London from Birmingham 2 years ago. And until you spoke to me in the park that day, you were the first person I knew. Outside the world of basement studios in Battersea. Outside the world of borrowed cigarettes and half pints of the cheapest beer marked down on the slate. Now, don't get the idea that I'm sorry for myself. I'm not. It's what I expected. And in that 2 years, I've learned more about painting than a lifetime in Birmingham would have taught me.
Is your family in Birmingham?
They don't approve of artists. They're solid and respectable. And they must be. They keep on saying it.
Go on.
You remember that painting I wouldn't sell? That was her, Connie Summers. She had the basement next to mine.
Connie Summers? But I've one of her paintings.
Yes, I've seen it. And I saw it then when she was painting it. When she tried to sell it, and afterwards when it stood against the wall with the others that no one would buy.
Were you in love with her?
I don't know. I didn't think I was then. Oh, I was too busy as she was, painting and taking in another notch in my belt when I was hungry, deciding whether the last few bob would go on paint or food. I used to see her sweeping out the pathetic little concrete yard in front of her basement. She kept the place so neat and clean. I remember some days I didn't see her. I knocked on her door and found her lying on the floor. How long she'd been there, I don't know. She was starving. And that threadbare little hovel was as bright and neat as a veneer.
Please go on.
I walked into the first door I came to and walked out again with an armful of tins I hadn't paid for. I didn't get very far.
And Connie Summers?
She died. Malnutrition, I think they called it. The newspapers made Connie Summers. She died for her art, they screamed in big black headlines. And because she died, the middlemen and art dealers with moist palms are making fortunes out of stuff that... no one would even look at twice when she was alive. I don't belong here, Roberta. I feel out of place, and it's not fair to either
of us. Leslie, I loved having you and I...
I won't try to thank you. The painting's finished. It's yours. Doesn't even begin to say what I'd like to say to you. Goodbye, Roberta.
Here tonight because I don't think it's fair that you should be kept in the dark about this.
Well, just as long as that master's fellow is gone, I didn't care what you're up to, Aunt Roberta.
Did he paint any old masters, eh? Well, don't you get it? Masters, old...
Oh, you really must have been the life of the mess, Wallace.
Well, downside more appreciative audience, I know that.
Go on, Roberta, dear. What is this big secret? Simply that I've changed my will.
You what? Auntie?
Roberta, how could you? Well, I haven't exactly done so yet, but I am going to tomorrow.
In favor of that blackguard, master?
I'm afraid so, Wallace. You see, he needs all the help I can give him. And I'd like to think I'd done something worthwhile with my life.
You call it worthwhile to cut your own family off without penny?
It was because of my family and its nosiness that Leslie left this house.
Oh, look here, old girl. Be reasonable. It's back where it belongs, in the gutter in Battersea. I know your motives are very high-minded. I mean, we all like to think that art should be encouraged, but... well, hardly at the expense of one's good name.
Does Masters know about this? No, he does not.
In any case, Roberta, you talk as if you're going to die or something. You'll live for years yet. The prime of life.
And the three of you will regret it. Roberta, really? If I were only 70 or 80 instead of 60, you'd probably have me committed to a home, wouldn't you? Because I'm perfectly in control of my senses, you'll have to go behind my back. as you did, Julian.
Me? What have I done?
I told you I'd never forgive you if you did anything to hurt Mr. Masters. You disregarded my wishes, as I now intend to disregard yours. Every penny I have will go to him. Every single penny, and if it makes you more miserable, then I hope he squanders it. But knowing him, that's not possible.
I think you ought to know, Auntie, that without your help, we're in something of a fix.
I'm glad to hear it. I've had 3 months of happiness, thanks entirely to Leslie Masters. But I, there were times when I could almost tell myself that he was my son. I think you are out of your mind, Roberta. Do you, Elfrida? Then you're wrong. Looking at the three of you now, I realize just how you've restricted my movements, even my thoughts, for years now. Watching over me like three vultures, afraid I might move too fast for you to swoop down and pick out my eyes. Channeling everything I did, everything I wanted for myself into a little narrow furrow that leads to my grave and a fortune for Julian. Well, for 3 months I forgot all that. I had fun. There was something to live for. Someone to share life with. And because of it, I shall have something to die for. If and when my time comes.
Come in. I said, come in.
Oh, look, this is some kind of a game. Well, there's no one there. Well, kids aren't there. What's this? Dear Leslie, please come to my home at once. I need your help. Roberta Fairfield. Roberta? Roberta, where are you? Is anyone home? Roberta! What the devil's the light switch? Oh, here we are. I'm here. Roberta! Miss Fairfield, where are you? Roberta, what's going on? It's me, Leslie Masters. Where the devil is he? Roberta!
And I was on the beat, sir, when Mr. Fairfield came running up the street towards me. He said he'd just seen someone sneaking into his aunt's house. This house, sir. I walked back with him. I ran back, sir. And when we came upstairs, we found this man, Mr. Masters, bent over the body, sir.
I see. Thank you, Constable.
And aren't you going to arrest him, Sergeant? He's a murderer. I knew he'd try something like this.
I know how you feel, Mr. Fairfield. Now, if you'll just let me talk to Mr. Masters without interruption for a few moments. Mr. Masters, you're an artist, aren't you?
Yes.
Then you'd recognize the weapon with which the victim was stabbed.
What do you mean? Do I know what it is? Yes, it's a palette knife, but it's not one of mine.
It's not yours?
No. I didn't kill Roberta Fairfield, Sergeant.
Then what were you doing here?
I received a note from her asking me to come here. The note said she needed my help.
May I see this note?
Of course. Here.
Would you recognize your aunt's writing, Mr. Fairfield?
Yeah, I would, but why are you wasting all this time, Sergeant? Why don't you...
Just give me your opinion on this, will you, please? No, she didn't write it. You're quite sure of that?
Positive.
Sergeant, the man we found here has a record for stealing.
Thank you, Constable. No fingerprints on the knife, I suppose?
None, sir.
And you claim that you didn't kill her, Mr. Martis.
I can prove I didn't.
Prove it? How?
Sergeant, whoever killed her sent that note to me. Whoever killed her purchased that palette knife, hoping, in fact, knowing that it would be assumed to belong to me.
Go on, sir.
But the killer made one mistake. When that note came, when it was delivered to my studio, I was painting. I'd been mixing a number of colors, and I got the paint all over my hands. Look, it's still wet. Now, do you think there wouldn't be signs of that paint on the handle of that palette knife?
He must have worn gloves, Sergeant.
You were the one wearing gloves, Julian. You still got them on. Just as you had them on when you came here and killed your aunt after sending me a note saying she needed my help.
I didn't send the note, it was Mother. She...
I think we better go down to headquarters, Mr. Fairfield. And I must warn you that anything you say will be taken down and...
What makes a person a hero? That's a difficult question to answer, for heroes can come from widely differing backgrounds, and there have been heroes in our armed forces who perform their acts of heroism in non-combat situations.
To recognize these achievements and to do honor to her brave men, the Navy has authorized the awarding of the Navy and Marine Corps Medal. This decoration is given to anyone serving in the U.S. Navy, Marine Corps, or Naval Reserve who distinguishes himself or herself by heroism not involving actual conflict with an enemy. Authorized in August of 1942, the Navy and Marine Corps Medal is one of our country's newer major decorations and applies to activities after December 6, 1941. It is comparable to the Army Soldier's Medal and is given in tribute to distinguished devotion Navy and Marine Corps personnel bring to their tour of duty. The Navy and Marine Corps Medal stands as a symbol of recognition from a grateful nation.
Be listening for another mountain drama of action and suspense when we again bring you The 11th Hour.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.